Are cannibal Haitian gangs about to invade the United States coming up through Florida? Individuals like Tim Pool have called for the invasion of Haiti this afternoon. The former president, the unelected president of Haiti, is now gone. Ariel Henry is barbecue. Jimmy Chérizier, the new leader of Haiti. There's a lot of propaganda and fake news floating around about Haiti from people that have never been to Haiti, from people that don't know anything about Haiti and are reading propaganda online. But someone who just got back from Haiti and has been covering it extensively is Dan Cohen from Uncaptured Media, longtime friend of the show, and has, of course, done an entire documentary about Haiti. So there's no one I trust more to ask questions about the truth about what's actually going on there than Dan Cohen. Dan, great to have you back here on the show.
Great to be with you, Clayton.
So you've been getting a lot of sleepless nights trying to bat down a lot of the garbage that's been floating around online. Let's just take, first of all, the story about cannibals. I've seen this headline carried around the world that the gangs that we talked about last week here on the show, that were released from prison are somehow cannibals because of some video footage that's emerged, and now they're about to invade the United States. Let's take that piece first, and then let's talk about the presidency, the prime minister relationship in Haiti.
Yeah, so this narrative of cannibals in Haiti has been seeded by these tabloid magazines in the US and UK, the Daily Express, which are just straight up, they're like gossip magazines. And that those were instantly picked up by some of the biggest influencers on X, formerly known as Twitter, who in the era of Elon Musk's ownership of the platform have become enormous. I'm talking about figures like Ian Miles Chong, talking about Chaya Reichick of Libs of TikTok, this guy Dom Lucre, I don't know if that's exactly how you say his name. And Elon Musk, too, is promoting this narrative. And then we saw Tim Pool call for an invasion of Haiti, as you pointed out. And none of these people have any idea what's actually going on. And it's just playing really into this old racist trope about Haitians. And, you know, I mean, really, the term racism is so overused. But in this case, it's totally accurate that these black barbarian Africans are coming with their voodoo ceremonies to now flood the United States. And so we have to send in our military to stop them. The civilized West must go in there. And so that's the narrative that really has been used over and over again, even back to the first U.S. occupation of Haiti in 1915. There were tropes about cannibalism then from even U.S. military officials. And so it's the same kind of pattern playing out again, but it's on social media. And it all goes back to a video from 2021. There's a video that went viral and of a Haitian gang member eating someone that he set on fire. And it's totally a horrific video, but suddenly this became like a part of this whole claim that there's a bunch of cannibalism going on. And people were saying, this guy Dom Lucre was saying, that's Jimmy Chérizier's cannibal gang. And it's the total opposite. The actual nasty criminals are the people that Jimmy Chérizier has been fighting against for years, as we've documented here in reports for Redacted, and then in the documentary that Haiti Liberté's Kim Ives and I did, called Another Vision.
So this video from 2021 didn't just happen over the past weeks, as a lot of the tabloid and propaganda has been pushing. But this narrative that this prison break, it's descending into chaos, plays right into the hands of what the United States has wanted all along, which is an invasion of Haiti. As we've reported here on this show for almost 2 years now, the United States government has tried to go to Canada in order to get Canadian troops to carry an invasion into Haiti. The United Nations, of course, took this up in United Nations special hearings on this. So there's a history of this propaganda being used to try to go into Haiti, right?
Exactly. The U.S. has been seeking to get some kind of military mission into Haiti, basically to assassinate barbecue Jimmy Chérizier for years. They actually started planning this out right after the assassination of the president in July 2021, they started looking at military scenarios, and the Biden administration has tried every which way to get a military invasion in. And now what's happened is basically since Ariel Henry, the de facto prime minister, who the U.S. basically anointed as prime minister, he was never elected by Haitians, yet he was the prime minister for years. He left the country. He went to Kenya to sign basically an agreement with the Kenyan government to send 1,000 special force police into Haiti. And these are not, you know, I did an investigation at Uncaptured where I showed these are actual death squads. I mean, they have a horrific history in their own country, in Kenya, of basically disappearing people, leaving them in mass graves. And that's what Biden wants to send to Haiti. So when Ariel Henry, the de facto prime minister, went to Kenya to sign this agreement, Jimmy Cherizier and the other armed groups that he had united under what's called Vivre Ensemble, which is living together, they went and attacked the airport. They took over the airport so Ariel Henry could not come back into the country. And so that actually forced Ariel Henry to resign. He's now in Puerto Rico under FBI protection. And the U.S. is now trying to figure out who they're going to put in or try to put in next. And they met on Monday in Jamaica, Blinken and several figures from other countries. No Haitians were allowed into the room. They were brought in to discuss who's going to be on this so-called presidential council. And the Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Motley, said explicitly that whoever is allowed into this presidential council has to be a supporter of this military invasion of Haiti. So once again, you see foreign countries, tools of the U.S., trying to dictate Haiti's future, Haiti's politics, Haiti's sovereignty. I want to show this clip. So from an interview that I'm publishing today of Jimmy Cherizier and his former rival, a guy named Toto Alexandre, who discuss, they respond to what will to the prospect of a foreign invasion. And this was actually filmed. We filmed this back in August of 2023 when this alliance of armed groups was first announced. So watch this.
Il a fait même Jean ministre t'a fait en 2004 violer petit garçon Jean soldat il veut fait violer petit fille violer femme il a fait même j'en ai parlé il a porté choléra pour nous côté 20000 haïtiens mouri dans choléra plus passé 500000 l'autre infecté l'ONU connaît ça yo l'ONU mené bon enquête il connaît que c'est né parlé yo et que quitter porté choléra qui ça yo fait yo pas jamais dédommager nous et yo refuser reconnaître que c'est yo qui t'ai porté maladie en Haïti et si force étrangère yo t'a venir Si Ariel Henry t'a venu arrêter, nous t'ap content. Si force étrangère t'a venu et sécurité t'a metté pour qui permettre que moun sécurité pour la vie reprendre, nous t'ap content. Force étrangère a venu pour venir consolider pouvoir oligarque yo. 5% moun qui contrôle 85% richesse pays. Force étrangère a venu pour venir consolider Ariel Henry parce que connaît le participer dans assassinat Jovenel Moïse. Et seule façon pour pas devant la justice pour pas arrêter, c'est mener force étrangère yo venu. Et puis pour le faire élection pour y vider, pour le mettre moun par livre, à ce moment-là, pour le parler pour sur la justice. Et pour être ça, dans le quartier populaire, au monde Belé, Toto représente Belé, moi représente force révolutionnaire, Genève en famille et allié, moi et tout. Et je dis, pas de ni Genève, pas de ni GPEP. Je dis, à de vivre ensemble. N'après une force étrangère, là, si on connaît, pour venir entrer dans le quartier populaire, pour venir faire massacre, venir tirer, venir massacrer le monde, venir faire cadejac, laisse à nous-mêmes. Dans le quartier populaire, qui est sans des salines dans le vent, nous avons campé et nous avons compté jusqu'à dernier goutte sans nous.
So we will fight until our last drop of blood. And Dan, it's interesting, if you read, like, even Drudge Report this afternoon has a headline of Jimmy Cherizier takes over Haiti. In fact, they link to an independent article, says Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, the former cop turned gang leader, bringing Haiti to its knees. And this is the propaganda. And I think so many on the right, they don't understand. They see these images and then they see people posting things on social media and they immediately go with the propaganda, not understanding the history of this.
Exactly. I mean, the fact is Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier has accomplished what the demands of the overwhelming majority of Haitians was firstly to get rid of Ariel Henry, this guy who was never elected, that was just anointed as prime minister. And so now he is rising in popularity, and that is some kind of threat to the United States that wants to keep Haiti actually on its knees. And so this whole Mockingbird-style disinformation campaign ramps up through prominent figures on Twitter, through the mainstream media, all in order, especially, as you said, on the right, with these so-called anti-woke accounts that are doing the wokest thing ever. They're supporting Biden's invasion of Haiti. And, right. You know, one of the ironies to me, Clayton, is they keep talking about migration. There's going to be this migration, you know, barbecue is going to come eat people, and all these Haitians are going to come eat people. The cannibals are coming to the U.S. And they're talking, of course, about the migration crisis, and they're playing into fears about, and people don't like migration, unchecked migration, which makes sense in a way. But the irony is that if Haiti were allowed to develop and become a prosperous country, instead of a country living on its knees and in constant chaos because of foreign interference in its own affairs, because of its lack of sovereignty, then that would actually reverse the migration flow. We wouldn't see these horrific images of boats coming across to Florida, or people going through the Darien Gap, Haitians going through the Darien Gap. People would actually want to live in their country. So my message is, leave Haiti alone, let it develop, let it prosper so Haitians can actually live there.
No, this is exactly what the Biden administration wants, as we've covered here on the show. They go in and they disrupt these countries like in Nicaragua and Honduras and Guatemala. And then they wonder, then the Biden administration wonders, they're not even wondering, they know it's an orchestrated plan to have these individuals then flow into the United States. So without our meddling in Haiti, without our meddling in the Middle East, without our meddling in Africa, without our meddling in Latin America, these countries could become prosperous and they wouldn't want to be in the United States. And this is at the heart of this. You know, we try to put Band-Aid solutions on it, build a wall and all of that. Yes. But of course, it has to start somewhere. Imagine these people do not want to have to leave their own countries, but we go in there and destabilize it, bring cholera and an invasionary force. So I'm stunned by these like accounts who are just completely uneducated about the history of Haiti and what's been going on here. So, yeah, Dan, any final thoughts on this? So are we under an invasion now from Haiti by cannibal gangs?
I'm shaking in my boots here in Washington, D.C., you know, so I hope not. But no, I mean, it's, you know, you got to really wonder who's putting these accounts that are promoting this cannibal disinformation up to it. I don't think this is, it doesn't feel like an organic thing. And you know, we all know about Operation Mockingbird. I mean, I suspect there's a much more advanced version going on right now, that even under Elon Musk's ownership of Twitter, there's all kinds of coordinated efforts to promote disinformation to advance this agenda.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So people wake up, pay attention. Our audience is not stupid. They've been following this story for years now here on Redacted. Please don't fall for it. Please don't fall for this propaganda. You know, just when you see these things, I mean, just wonder why all of a sudden, you know, why all of a sudden all of these accounts are posting the same thing. Very, very interesting. And it's happening. Yeah, it's happening on Elon Musk's X, which is supposed to be the bastion of freedom right now, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Dan, great to see you. Thanks for your amazing reports on this. I encourage all of our viewers to check out Kim Ives and Dan. They did a great documentary on Haiti. If you want some context and history on this, important to do that. Follow Dan on X as well, and follow his Uncaptured Media on YouTube. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you. And check out all the reporting we did for Redacted on Haiti too. I mean, those are basically like, you know, almost follow-up episodes to the documentary. So it's really important to help the audience understand, you know, what's happening there is what we've done on Redacted.
Yeah, it's a great point. If you want to be educated, or you can end up being like some of these right accounts, these anti-propaganda woke accounts that are all over Twitter right now, who are uneducated about it, watch the pieces. Dan, they're in Port-au-Prince, going through the neighborhoods, interviewing these individuals, talking to the hospital owners, talking about the cholera epidemic, like right there on the ground. That's why we sent Dan there. That's why he was doing the work he was doing. So anyway, watch those documentaries, watch those pieces to be educated about it. Dan, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.